Today's episode is sponsored by Make.com, the automation and development platform that helps you harness the full power of AI. I've been using Make because it's hands down the easiest way to automate the boring, repetitive tasks in my business without needing to know how to code or overcomplicate things. Make uses a super simple drag and drop visual builder, which lets me connect all the different apps that I use to create workflows and saves me so much time. Honestly, it feels like having a virtual assistant running in the background 24/7. Whether it's sending out client forms, updating spreadsheets, or syncing your calendar, Make helps you get it all done automatically so that you can focus on the stuff that really matters. And the best part? You can get started for free while you figure out how to set up the best automations that work for you and your business. To check it out, head on over to callumbrecken.com/make or click the link in the show notes. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Business Cave Podcast, where we talk about all things business, marketing, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Callum Brecken, and on today's episode, I have founder and CEO of Coconut Breeze Media, Juliana Olarte. Coconut Breeze Media is a new media solutions agency that brings innovative content marketing and AI automation for the travel and hospitality industries. With a background in public relations, creative storytelling, and technical strategy, she brings a unique blend of creativity and technical expertise to every project. Juliana also serves as media director for Space Coast Pride, championing inclusive communication and digital outreach. Her prior roles include leading AI initiatives at DeCapta and managing national travel PR campaigns at MMGY-NJF. Based in Cocoa Beach, she's passionate about building meaningful connections through media, technology, and purpose-driven storytelling. Today, we're going to be learning all about what vibe coding is and how it can support you and your business. So let's jump in. Hey, Juliana, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you doing? I heard it's a little hot over there.
Yes, we've been under a heat dome here in Toronto, but it has broken today, which, I mean, for Pride, it could have kept going a little bit longer, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it comes back. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. We are talking about a vibe, specifically vibe coding, and I have no idea. Like, I didn't know about it before this, so I'm really excited for this conversation to, like, jump in. So let's just get going from the start. So what is vibe coding?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. It's all the hot vibes over here. Over the past few years, Gen AI has obviously skyrocketed. And there was a trend that started growing where you could essentially use ChatGPT or Claude or, you know, whatever platform you use to actually code for you. And companies started to identify that and productizing it. So, like, you need a website, vibe code it. Sales deck, vibe code it. And there's some older platforms that are a little more established that were made for AI developers and AI experts. They're called Windsurf and Replit. And you could tell it what to do and it would, like, make the platform for you. But then you had to take it out of Windsurf and Replit and know how to, like, deploy it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They've since, of course, integrated those features, but two that really stood out that were targeting, like, regular folks, like non-AI experts, just like regular Joe that wanted to make a website. They're called Lovable and Bolt. And so essentially the concept that they are marketing is you don't need a coder, you don't need a developer. You can tell our AI platform from, like, a little chat box what you want and it'll magically bring it to life. And that really is what it looks like. And it is very cool to see. You can put in, like, hey, give me a landing page for my company. And it'll really make you a landing page that aligns with whatever it is that you put into that little chat box. So it is very cool.
That is amazing. So I have heard of this, you know, as AI has been coming up and people have been using it to do all these things. I have heard about, like, using it for coding and this and that. And, like, It wasn't perfect, and like it's still learning, it's still grows. It's like a baby. Like you give it to like a
Yes.
young person, you're like, okay, like let's see what you come up with, and then like the adult will have to come in and like proofread your work for
Exactly.
you, because you're like,
Yes.
you don't know what back doors or anything it's leaving open on your website or your product or whatever, and like you can't really have those things if you want to like go to the moon. Although I have heard that now, because of products like this, we are looking at a world where it's like a one person show could end up exiting for like 30, 40, 50, $70 million because they used vibe coding and like these products to kind of create what they needed. So if I was like an outside person, who would vibe coding be for? Because I know I'm not a coder. I'm a tech person. I'm like SEO. I've built websites like on WordPress or like on other kind of like drag and drops, but I've not studied like HTML or any of the kind of code. So who is vibe coding for? And I'm going to preface this with like currently, and who do you think it's going to be for? So who do you think it's for right this second?
Yeah, so I actually love this question. And this is kind of where my hot takes come in. Because right now they're being marketed for small business owners or entrepreneurs, or even like designers that want to bring their ideas and concepts to life. I will say it is like, let's say you want to put together a MVP or a concept for a client, just a simple landing page. Vibe coding is really great for that. If you have, let's say, a Canva mockup and you want it to again come to life, vibe coding is great. You can go into Lovable or Bold and it really will do exactly what you tell it. But as you mentioned there, it's like the junior developer that knows the basics. However, you start bringing in complexities, and that's where I would recommend you take a step back and maybe no, don't lean in as much to vibe coding platforms, because that's when you're going to need the developers to come in. It is being marketed as a replacement for developers, and I guess in theory you could make your simple one-page website on a Vibe. However, it is not very vibe-ish, if you will, when you're trying to build complex builds, like let's say client portals where you limit views and you have to like pull from a database. There's other platforms out there that are maybe, let's say, more drag and drop, like for example Softer, where it might take you longer. And by long, I'm putting up air quotes because it doesn't take a long time. Like nowadays, it's so quick. So by longer, it'll take you what, 30 minutes longer? But at the end of the day, it's a lot more reliable than kind of blindly going in and relying on this code to understand exactly what you need. And then in addition to that, there's, which I'm sure you know, like you're in the tech world, and I know you use AI a little bit. There's the history of the chat. And currently, as of today, you can't add another chat to your project. So you are not only relying on your initial idea, but if there's some kind of error that it has latched onto, it'll go into this like error cycle also. So there's a lot of things that are being, I would say, hidden from the mainstream. And right now, it's all the hype, and it is very cool, and I really like it, and I highly recommend people tinker around with it. However, I do say this with a big warning of like proceed with caution, especially when you're working with client data and need some kind of security restrictions, then that's when you need to start considering your capabilities and being realistic with what you can accomplish.
Yeah. So for right now, it's kind of like tinkering, having fun, doing up some like chill stuff. Nothing that would be like, you need to be very careful because there's like big clients or like you're in a big corporate, like maybe not yet using these or depending on these, but playing with them and then using that information or pulling some of that over to then do in kind of like your main setting that you would be doing. What do you see as kind of being some of the biggest advantages to vibe coding as it's currently sitting? Like I said, we're probably going to jump into the future a little bit later, but like as it's currently sitting, what are the biggest advantages?
Yeah, I would definitely say speed. So it is very quick. If you have some kind of prototype in mind, and you need ideas, it's a great place to go in and say, like, hey, build me a sleek website or a sleek landing page for a client that does A, B, C, and D. It'll throw it together and it'll have like the animations, it'll have some graphics. So it is very cool in that sense. And then in addition to that, the barrier to entry is quite literally zero. So if you're an entrepreneur that has, let's say, a little bit of time, and I say that cautiously because I know none of us have a lot of time, and you want something that is approachable and kind of easy to play around with, and you won't have to invest a significant amount in it, I would say Vibe Code. If you have a prototype, or if even if you have an idea in mind and you are going to hire a developer, Vibe Code something together and then give that to the developer. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to put it together, but at least you have something for them to go off of that might make it a little more understandable, and might make, the timeline a little shorter, and or it might save you a little bit if you already come with like an initial product for them that they can work off of. And then, yeah, definitely just like when you're starting to play with AI, if you are in that field, and if you have something, if you have like a big idea in mind, vibe coding is the way to go because it really brings it to life. However, that is the state of the current industry, and I'm sure it's going to be different pretty soon, but it's not at the level I think they are showcasing it as it being.
Yeah, it's like play now, start learning, tinkering on the side, and then that way, as things evolve and change, you can continue to grow with them. I really like that idea of like putting something together over here and like taking that code and then giving it to somebody and be like, this probably 100% isn't perfect, but like this is a starting framework or a starting structure to then build off of and like find the loopholes or find, the spots where it's like, ooh, this probably isn't a good idea over here. Talking about that, let's take that a little bit deeper. Like, what are some of those potential downsides and risks on relying on vibe coding to like write code?
Yeah, there's a lot. So obviously there's the security side of things. But there's also version control. These platforms have no version control as of right now. So if you have a really good prototype and you for some reason tell it to do something and it breaks it, rolling back is so hard because, like I mentioned, the history of the chat is completely in there. So not all it's like no matter how many times you tell it, rolling back to a previous version, unless you have some kind of advanced prompting where you use like sectioned out, which is what I do, but folks aren't doing that. That brings in a whole other part of like prompt engineering that regular people aren't bringing in. They're not trained, they don't. So I definitely would say copy it, download the code. I don't care if you don't know how to code, copy and paste it onto a Google Doc. Do like the very minimum. You can make a copy of the project on all these platforms, but please do not by any means rely entirely on that version because you'll be very upset when you're 50 hours in and then something breaks and you're like, well, now what?
Okay, that was something I didn't even think about, but now that you say that, I'm like, ooh, shit, I would real pissed if I'm like working on something and I'm like, this is great, and then one thing goes wrong and then I can never get back to like I can't just control delete and like go back, go back a paragraph.
It is so frustrating. And I have heard some horror stories. And I'm in the AI world, I'm in the developer world-ish. Like I've learned to code through AI. So I understand to some extent because I wasn't, there wasn't these platforms when I first started, which is a blessing in disguise because I kind of understand, but there's these people out there that have client projects that will work on client projects. And they're like, yeah, we'll get you this website, blah, blah, blah. And the client either wants one minor fix or they're working on it 50 hours in, something breaks, and they're like, now I have to restart.
Oh, my gut just dropped because I
Yeah.
know those feelings. It's like when you're working on a website on like WordPress and like there's one plugin or one thing that you update and it just like completely breaks the website because that has not been adjusted to work with the new updated WordPress or whatever it is.
Yep.
And you go and you're like, oh, that was live. That wasn't not live. And then you're like, okay,
Yeah.
now I gotta go and like reboot from backup. When was the last time I backed? Like, I'm pretty good because I'm a little OCD. So I'm pretty good at backing up like consistently. Like, this is a backup. And for the next hour, the next whatever, I'll be like, we're good. Or it's like any major changes, like do a backup right before. But if you forget, because we all do that, and you're just like, oh, when was the auto backup done last? Like, I hope it was yesterday and not like a week ago or something like that. Like, I would die.
Yeah, no, it is a nightmare, and that's why I recommend people use, there's platforms out there that already do it is basically vibe coding. It just is like you have to basically link the data sets. So Sofdr, I'm a huge fan of. There's Airtable, like play with that first. And then when you're comfortable and kind of know the basics of like what the database and backend needs to look like, then vibe code, because then you know what you need to fix if you need to fix anything. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of horror stories I see in our near future with all these people vibe coding.
Definitely. So you were just starting to kind of jump into like products that you really like or websites you really like. Is there like ones that if like a regular listener who's not like not a coder, that's not their thing, but they want to start implementing these things or really utilizing these things, like say, maybe take my website and I want to redo the website, but I'm absolutely not a designer and I just want to kind of like get it something that helps me like zhuzh the website a bit or something like that. What are some like easy websites that they can utilize?
Yeah, I would definitely say starting off with your very basic ChatGPT and Claude. That's the very first step. And I would say pick one and stick with it. At this point, the models are changing so often, you cannot try to keep up. I don't even recommend you tinker around with multiple. Just pick one. Pick the prettiest one, pick the one that you like the best. Stick with it because you can train it to work for your specific company or for your specific need. Once you're at a level where you're comfortable and you wanna, let's say, start automating or start bringing in AI to different aspects of your business, then I would say, okay, lean on make.com, for example. Or actually, I'm not gonna recommend NAN for anyone that is not at least a little techie.
That's a yeah, NAN is definitely a little bit more advanced because I'm playing with it right now because I need to see like how it affects this piece. Because the way, well, I'll let you explain how it actually works, but in order for things to work together, I'm like, okay, let's do a test run to make sure that this actually does what I
Yes.
want it to do. And it is a little bit more advanced. So you can explain how that actually functions.
Yeah, sure. These are all like automation platforms. They're very cool. They're what allowed me and my business to, we went from concept to launch in less than 6 months. I launched in January. I already have a few clients, and it's all thanks to automation and AI and just me dedicating a ridiculous amount of time to learning these. So there's platforms like make.com, which I highly recommend for beginners. It is so easy to use. It is all in the cloud, so you don't even have to worry about self-hosting. And basically, you can pull in information. Let's say you have a Google Sheet. You can tell it, hey, pull the information from this Google Sheet. And let's say you want to analyze the sentiment of your social media. You can add like a little ChatGPT bubble and tell it, hey, analyze this, give me positive, negative, or neutral, and then add it to this sheet. That's a very basic example, but that's something that it could do. And then eventually you can get to things like automating your email inbox, helping with like qualify leads, helping with your lead, what's it called? Whatever,
Lead
with your
generation,
leads.
lead
Yes,
generation,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. That is exactly the word I was looking for. But yeah, like with your lead generation, with your social media captions, and so making it easy to connect all of these platforms that you're on. Nowadays, you're on how many platforms a day if you're in the corporate world? Don't do all that. Identify one platform that you want to use and then figure out how you can do everything on there. Like I use Airtable, Softr, and Make.com. Those are my
Okay.
platforms. Those are like, that's my tech stack. And if I can do it on any of those three platforms, then I'll do it. That way, you're
Okay.
not going on monday.com, going on Google Sheets, going on like your Google tasks, and then having to update the monday.com like client sheet. No, you don't need to do all that nowadays, which is, I think, the beauty of AI and automation, is that there's so many products out there, but it is very overwhelming. So I would say start small, pick ChatGPT, pick make.com, and start playing around with it. And there's so many tutorials. Everything I've learned has been on YouTube. It is, or reach out to me, you know, it is right now. I think the biggest barrier is education and time because money isn't a barrier anymore. It's not expensive. I think make.com costs like $50 for like a good amount of operations. They have a free plan, which is great. The barrier is basically zero.
Yeah.
So starting up your company or bringing your, you know, making sure that you're at a level that where you could scale. All of that is realistic nowadays because you don't have all these barriers where you have to pay $50 for the monday.com subscription. You don't
Yeah.
even need it anymore.
Exactly. I use Asana, like that's my personal calendar where all the business goes in, but like fun goes in there as well. So I could easily use this for like, corporate calendar connect to my personal Asana calendar so that I don't double book and so that everything is where I like to look, but so nothing gets missed and like all these little pieces coming together. An email comes in, it's like, oh, hey, this meeting at this time, and it can automate and put it over there, and so that I don't have to manually go and add it. Be like, okay, this calendar says this. Now I need to go put it on my calendar because it's my preference, because everybody has their own preferences. So it is getting a lot easier. Okay. Now I want to jump in to the future stuff because this is the part that we talked about already through here. It's like this is what it looks like currently for like the vibe coding and all of that, and like don't exactly trust it 100%, but what do you think, like looking ahead, as like, because it's moving very quickly, what does that future look like? What do you think that looks like, or what have you experienced?
Yeah, I think that the future of vibe coding is near. Is we're almost there. There's a lot of companies out there investing a significant amount of money into agentic AI, which is basically like they have agency, so they can like be proactive in things, which is really a weird concept. And I think that's going to definitely come into vibe coding. I think there is going to be platforms out there where you tell it what to do, and then it not only makes the basic code, but it's kind of like proactively fixing things. And we're almost there. Google released something called, her name is Jules. How are you going to name it? Jules. And she, obviously her, she's giving, and she is the moment. She will read your code and connect to like GitHub or something and really figure out what's going on. She's very advanced. She's like one of like Google's big projects. Highly recommend checking her out if you're vibe coding because she has been very helpful. So I think there's going to be like tools like that will kind of assist with vibe coding. And I also think that people are going to start realizing that it's not there yet. So it's going to be a great moment for developers actually, because maybe they're struggling right now. Maybe it is time to to start looking at plan B. But I do think that right now it's very doom and gloom. I don't think that everyone is going to be losing their jobs. I don't think that we're there yet. I think that now it's just, I think you mentioned this recently. It is a time of evolution. We just need to adjust to the time that we're living in now. And vibe coding is just another tool. It's just kind of another kind of platform that is going to be out there. And so I do think that it is going to be for entrepreneurs and for larger platforms. However, right now, I think, oh, you know what? I have one more take. I think platforms like Sofdr, where their core offering is industry, like enterprise platforms, so that you can make like a client-facing platform, you can make a community management platform. These are going to embed AI and agentic solutions into that aspect of it, and that's going to turn it into vibe coding, which you can kind of do now. You can give it a prompt and tell it like, hey, make me a real estate lead generation platform, and it will put like some kind of database together, and it will put some kind of front end together. I just think like the design stuff is gonna come in pretty soon. But we're almost there. I'm excited for it. I just would also say please be careful with security because your API keys are getting leaked, and it's very easy to find them.
Yeah, this was, I mean, data leaks and all that is a huge thing. There was just like, I don't want to get into like current news or anything right at the end here, but there was that massive like passwords leak and all that stuff. And I'm just sitting
Yes.
here being like, this, like, everybody's just gonna know everybody's stuff. Like, the world
Yeah.
is getting
Girl,
crazy.
security is not a thing anymore. I
No, especially with tech bros in charge of everything, they've never given two fucks about
They have
security.
not. And you know what? Someone had to say it.
I've like, fuck them. Like, honestly, tech
Yeah.
bros piss me off. I'm so ready for women to take over and like for the world to like.
Hey, you know what? I'm here. I'm first. I'm first in
Yes.
line. Hey, Y Combinator, I'm right here. Call
Yeah.
me, guys.
Perfect. Juliana, this has been a fascinating, fantastic conversation. I really loved it. I think you gave some really good places to start for people when they're like brand new, fresh. Get your, dip your toes in and start that. I'll make sure to have all the links of like kind of like all the websites you talked about in the show notes for everybody. But if folks want to connect with you, where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, so Coconut Breeze Media, that's my company. Please reach out if you need any kind of marketing, vibe coding, development help. All of our solutions are custom made for you. And find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active across everything, so you'll find me. I'm chronically online, if you will.
Amazing.
So yeah, Juliana Olarte on LinkedIn and across everything. And if you can't spell that, then you can always just type in Coconut Breeze Media.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being a guest, Juliana.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure I'll see you in Toronto soon.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And if you really enjoyed today's episode, I would love a star rating from you. The Business Gay Podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Callan Brecken. That's it for today. Peace, love, rainbows.